This is music from the John Stickley Trio. It's grounded in acoustic roots music, but it's pretty unconventional, different, and at times challenging. I spoke with John Stickley recently and asked him if the progressive nature of his music is organic or deliberate.
Probably a little bit of both. You know, one thing that I do try to do is make the music unique, you know, come up with a lot of ideas, and some are more derivative of my background and my roots, maybe a little more bluegrass, and then others are just kind of a hodgepodge of all the things going on in my head. And I've been trying to experiment more with original kind of weird ideas.
So your roots is in bluegrass.
As far as music that I've really, really focused on and tried to kind of master the nuances of, bluegrass, newgrass, acoustic guitar, mandolin, that's the music that really got me wanting to really focus and hone my technique.
And I understand when you were a kid, your dad showed you your first guitar chords and you were like 12, right?
Oh yeah, I remember sitting in middle school just making the finger positions for A, D, and E, twist and shout, and I never really looked back as far as learning guitar.
So what was the first bluegrass that you heard that you went, oh man, this is awesome?
It wasn't traditional bluegrass. It was actually the music of David Grisman Quintet.
And I assume that probably led you to like Newgrass Revival and stuff like that?
Yep. The next stop was Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. And, you know, I was just captivated by the energy, kind of the virtuosity of the music. But, you know, I had heard Foggy Mountain Breakdown and the Beverly Hillbillies, and you know, I'd heard a little bit of banjo music, and it was never something that really grabbed me. And it wasn't until I heard that newgrass style of picking that I was like, wow, this is, there was something that just grabbed my ear a little bit more. And it wasn't as country sounding, which I wasn't really into like things that sounded as country when I was growing up. But through that newgrass music and learning about David Grisman and Bela Fleck, I kind of learned who their influences were, and that's like that backwards journey that a lot of people take, you know, throughout their musical kind of endeavors.
My wife and I saw the trio, the John Stickley Trio, at Red Wing this past summer. And I remember after seeing the gig and being pretty much blown away, I told her if these guys had a Mellotron, they'd be a prog rock band. Is that okay? I mean, do you mind a comparison like that?
No, not at all. And, you know, a lot of people have told us that same thing, that we sound like acoustic prog. And I think it's just a testament to the prog nature of what we're doing. I mean, we're blending everything that we like in a way that works for us, you know, and we aren't copying other prog bands. And I think the earliest prog bands were doing the same thing. They weren't listening to prog. They were just jazz musicians experimenting with rock. A lot of people have said, oh, you sound like the Dixie Dregs, or you remind us of Mahi Vishnu Orchestra. And that's a really cool compliment and something that's kind of led us to new music, because I didn't grow up listening to a lot of music like that. But through our band, I've kind of discovered more of it.
So the trio is you on guitar, and then it's drums and fiddle. Lindsay Pruitt plays fiddle in the band, and she's a powerhouse on the instrument. What can you tell me about her?
She grew up listening to her dad play, and her dad was playing with Vassar Clements, the great bluegrass fiddler, when Lindsay was a little kid. So Lindsay met Vassar Clements as a baby. And as she got older and started kind of getting to know herself and making her own way in the world, she kind of rebelled against, you know, the music of her father and went hardcore classical. And then, you know, as time goes on, she kind of worked her way back. When I met her in Asheville, we really clicked. And she's someone who I started playing with her, and instantly my musicality stepped up a couple notches, for sure.
What's the writing process like for you guys? I mean, are you presenting the material to the band written out? Is it demoed? Are you guys just jamming? How does it all work?
Yeah, the way we've kind of settled into the writing process is I usually come up with a simple demo. So I'll basically write a song, but the song that I write is a rhythm, some chords, and a melody. And then I record a simple demo on my phone usually and send that out to the band and say, hey guys, take a listen to this, and if it's something you think we should move forward with, go ahead and just like get the melody in your head and get a feel for it, maybe think about some ideas as far as the way we could treat this song. After that, we'll get together and start kind of working through it, and together we come up with an arrangement that we can take out and play on the road and see how it works.
When I saw you guys at Red Ring, one of the things I thought was really cool is that there were people in the audience that were dancing and rocking out and having a great time, and then there were other people that were sitting and watching and like really paying attention and being intricate in the music. It's like you guys can kind of do both.
Yeah, we're really, I'm pretty proud of our ability to do that. You know, it's not, we aren't getting by just on the high energy aspect of it, and we aren't getting by just on the musical virtuosity of it. So we like to be able to do all of that because we want to rock, for sure. But there's a lot of situations and a lot of shows where it's not really that type of gig, but we can still, you know, rage out the 2 a.m. set at Halloween, where, you know, people need the energy to stay up at that hour, and but hopefully it's, you know, musically legit too.
Well, you guys definitely have the energy, man. Thank you so much for your time today, John Stickley. Thank you for the music, and we're looking forward to the gig next week on Thursday in Harrisonburg.
Thanks so much. Cannot wait. We're going to have a ball.